I'm Steve Karish reporting. A gunman opened fire outside a Coptic church south of Cairo in the run-up to Orthodox Christmas celebrations next week, killing at least four people and wounding five more. At least one of the dead was a policeman. Bishop Andreos was leading the congregation in prayers at the time of the shooting. He says that God saved us. If the doors had not been closed, hundreds of people could have been killed. There has been no immediate claim of responsibility. Former soccer star George Weah is set to be sworn in as Liberia's new president. This after Liberia's Electoral Commission declared him the winner of Tuesday's vote. Weah ran against Vice President Joseph Boakai to replace President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, who is stepping down after two terms, the maximum under Liberia's constitution. Boakai congratulated George Weah for winning the presidential election.
A while ago, I called Ambassador George Manor Weah of the Coalition for Democratic Change to congratulate him. As an emerging as a winner in the presidential contest.
Weah's victory represents Liberia's first peaceful and democratic transfer of power in more than 70 years. South Africa's Constitutional Court has found that the country's parliament failed to hold President Jacob Zuma accountable for a scandal over using public funds for a multi-million dollar upgrade to his private home. The judgment could pave the way for another impeachment proceeding against Zuma. From Washington, this is VOA News. South Korea's foreign ministry says the country has seized a Hong Kong-flagged ship that transferred oil to a North